this night. He is the one, the everlasting Son, Child of heaven. He is the light. He is the light, everlasting light. Born a Savior, born this night.
From eternities past, God writes his story across the heavens, and now in our deepening darkness, a light shines.
Here is the visible image of the invisible God. In him is life, and his life is the light of men. The one who existed before all things comes to us as a helpless child.
O Word Eternal, in you there is no darkness at all. Your light is shining from a stable in Bethlehem.
The kingdom of God has come to us at last.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them light has shined.
A star will come out of Jacob, and a scepter will rise out of Israel. But you, Bethlehem, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out from you will come forth one who will be the ruler of Israel.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
With some
chosen to bear the Son of the Most High, the light of the Holy One inside me. I rejoice, for God has seen me. I have been empty, but now I'm filled. I have been poor, but now I'm rich. The proud cannot boast, for this gift has come to the humblest of God's servants. The unchanging one has changed me. Oh, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I have been carried by you all my days. How can it be that I carry you? Now I am truly alive, alive with longing for you, my Lord, my King, my Savior, my child.
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped them in clothes and placed them in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
Oh, blessed are you, Bethlehem, city of David. Though you are small among the thousands, you alone have provided shelter for the King of all kings.
Once in royal David's city stood a lonely cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was a mother mild, Jesus Christ a little child. Once in royal David's city stood a lonely cattle shed.
He came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all, and his shelter was a stable, and his cradle was a stall. Stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
There were shepherds out in the fields that night. They were keeping watch over their flocks. Suddenly, the sky split wide with light, and 1,000 stars seemed to fall into the darkness.
Unto you is born this day a Savior.
Stars announcing a Savior? No, not stars. Angels blazing their light into the sky.
Who is Christ the Lord?
The Christ? How can this be?
This will be a sign for you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
A sign from God?
Yes, from God. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace. Peace to the people with whom he is pleased.
And there between the darkness and the light they found him, the baby, the Christ, the Savior.
Thank you.
shepherds were out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night.
'Twas a night just like any dark night,
till the dark sky turned suddenly bright.
God is born on earth tonight. Hush, do not awaken him. His journey has been so long. See his mother, how she gazes at him. Uncommon child, so very common.
A spark of light surrounds them, the flame pushing against the dark. So this is how the light comes into the world. One child alone brings it. All of God's promises are kept in him, this child of light.
See now this baby, a child so small. He is our Savior, ruler of all.
What shall we name him, this holy one? He is Jesus, God's own Son.
Here in the stillness.
In love and obedience, Mary and Joseph offer back to God the promise he gave, this child holy unto the Lord.
And so it begins. Those who long for the Savior will find him. He is a light to reveal God to the nations. God does not forget our prayers. Rejoice, rejoice greatly. Though we were once wrapped in darkness, the bright light of God's glory has risen on us. Shout and be glad. Welcome the Savior born to us this day. Worship him with loud praises and singing. Joyfully rise with all the nations and adore him, the everlasting light.
Please stand now for the charge and the benediction and our final verse of a hymn. Advent is the season of waiting for the coming of Jesus our Lord, and as you've heard today, our everlasting light. But long ago, he came already. So what are we waiting for then? For his real coming to you and to me and to our world. Where is the kingdom among us? How can people see whether Christ is here? Can they see him in us, in our communities? This is what we're waiting for, or rather, what the Lord is waiting for. The Lord is waiting for our active preparing of his love and justice among people. But he will do it with us. Even now, Lord Jesus, come. Activate us and accompany us. Now go forth into the world with compassion and justice in your heart. Give voice to the silent and strength to the weak. Hear one another, see one another, care for one another, and love one another. It's all that easy, and it's all that hard. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the powerful presence of the Holy Spirit be with us all, both now and forevermore. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Our closing hymn is verse 3 of hymn 314, Longing for Light.